This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the fastness, like why narcissists move fast, how if it, like relativity when it comes to a narcissistic relationship, why it feels like even though you've only been in a relationship with a narcissist for 3 months, why it feels like 3 years. And that goes all into the love bombing phase. I know I talk about a lot about the love bombing and the idealization phase of the narcissistic cycle on my channel, because it's a very, very important, you know, important cycle. Because most narcissists love bomb. Not everybody gets love bombed, first of all. It just doesn't happen for everybody, because the circumstances on how y'all meet and how y'all get together dictate whether or not you're going to be love bombed. If you are the person that approaches that narcissist, if you are the first person that shows interest and you pursue that narcissistic person, more than likely, you won't get love bombed. And, like, you know, cultural narcissism is a thing, too, because sometimes narcissism is built into the culture. So in that aspect, like if you get an arranged marriage, you won't get love bomb either. But back to the topic at hand, like I talk to people over Zoom all the time, right? It is just like, they're like, okay, they'll say something like my situation is going to be a little bit different because my relationship was only 5 months. My relationship was only 6 months, but it feels like so much longer. And when they start telling me their story and they talk about their relationship, it does sound like they're describing a 5-6 year relationship instead of a 5 or 6 month relationship. And here's the reason why. Because narcissistic people, like, we like to move fast. We just do. We pile up a lot of stuff into a very, very short compartmentalized section of time. Like, we were literally like pile it all together, put it all in one big basket, and hopefully you'll get sucked into it long enough. We'll give you a lot of highs and a few lows in a very, very short period of time. That's why the love bombing phase, so much time, effort, and energy goes into the love bombing phase, that literally you'll do stuff, you move fast, you just do. Like, you'll be pregnant and living together within 3, 4, 5, 6 months. And when it takes people years to get to that point. It takes a normal functioning, a normal relationship, it might take them 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years to move in together, have a baby, and get pregnant and stuff like that. Whereas a narcissist, we move quick. You'll be living with us in 2 months, 3 months, and things like that. Because a lot of narcissistic people have abandonment issues, y'all. I'm afraid you're going to leave me. I feel like you might be my person, so I'm afraid you're going to leave me. So I need to get you with me quick. So I'm going to put it all up front. Very, very fast. You know what I mean? And I tell a lot of people this too, is the fact that narcissists, like, date in reverse. Like, we literally date in reverse. Like, you get all the good stuff up front. There's no build up. It's all up front. It's all, you know, it's all from the top of the mountain, from the peak. It's like peaking in high school. Like, when you peak in high school, everything is downhill from when you're 18 years old, which is terrible. But when you peak in a relationship very, very early, everything is downhill in a relationship. Like, we date in reverse. We're going to tell you we love you really, really quickly. We're going to try to get married to you really, really quickly. We're going to try to have a baby by you really, really quickly. The relationship will move as fast as you allow it to move. That's why I tell people, like, how do I avoid narcissists? How do I avoid them? I'm like, you slow down. You set boundaries. You have to. I know. You have to set boundaries. Like, people be afraid to set boundaries because, like, but I'm afraid if I set a boundary, they'll leave me alone. Of course, that's the point. That's the point. That's how you spot them. That's how you spot them. You know what I mean? Like I said, you pile so much stuff into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months in a relationship with a narcissist. Yeah, you go through so much that your mind doesn't have time to catch up. sensory overload. Scroll back in my videos, in my podcast, and find the video on sensory overload. We overload your senses, so you don't have time to think. You're just in love. You don't have time to think. You just, you know, you're getting your cheeks clapped. How much time do you have to think? Yeah, you either get your cheeks clapped or they're throwing some cheeks on you. What are you going to do? You don't have time to think. Every time you start to think, like, wait a minute, this is a red flag, cheeks. Every time you start to think, like, man, I should slow down, cheeks. Or big step, let's get married. Let's elope. Let's live together. Let's do all this stuff. Let's get a dog together. Pretty much behind the scenes, like, if you read between the lines, it's saying, let me trap you really, really quick. Let me make sure that I have, let me make it harder for you to get rid of me. So let's do stuff like that. That's why we move fast. We want to make it harder for you to get rid of us. We attach really, really quickly. And we want to get you attached really, really quickly. We want you to match our feelings. So when you match our feelings, we can just pull it. We can just rev it down a little bit. Okay, I'm tired. I'm tired of doing everything to make you happy. What about me? What about making me happy? What about who's going to make me happy? And things like that. So that situation does arise. I'm telling you, that situation arises a lot. It comes up a lot when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people. You know, I tell people, like, you have to set the boundaries you set. Like, people are scared to set boundaries because they think that they're going to lose people. If I tell them no, they're going to leave me alone. Of course. That's the point. And, like, that fear right there, that fear of being alone, that fear of them leaving you alone is what's going to get you, keep you in this narcissistic relationship way longer than what you're supposed to be in.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
In it, that fear right there. If I set a boundary, they might get mad or they might leave me alone. That fear right there of setting a boundary to protect yourself and to protect your own mental and physical health, that fear right there is going to keep you in this toxic relationship a lot longer than what you need to be in it. And it's going to suck for a very, very long time because you should have been out of it a long time ago. But that fear right there. And I know what you're going to say, like, Lee, but that fear comes from our childhood, how we were raised and what we went through. Of course, I know it. I'm not blaming you. I'm just trying to empower you. This is not victim blaming. This is victim empowerment. Don't come on here and just like, Lee, you're blaming the victims again. Like, no. But there has to be some kind of accountability. Set your boundaries. You have to. If you watch this video and you still don't go set your boundaries, you can't blame, like, you're going to try to blame the narcissist. Like, I didn't set a boundary and they ran over top of me. Of course, they're going to run over top of you. They're going to get what they can get out of you. That's why we pile stuff up so quickly. That's why it feels like you've been in a relationship with us for 7 years when you've only been knowing us for like 7 weeks. It's so much piled in. You done met the kids. You done met the family. You done living together. You're working together, especially if you work together. Oh, God, that's even worse. If you work together, Jesus. There's so many moving pieces in situations like this, y'all. That's why I tell people, you have to tap the brakes. Tapping the brakes. Like, if this relationship is a car, you are a passenger in the car. It's like a driver's aid car. There's steering wheels, and there's pedals, and there's gas, and there's brakes on both sides of the car. You are a passenger, or you are a driver. You can tap the brakes. Tap them. Tap the brakes. Tap them. Don't be afraid of, and when I say tap the brakes, I mean slow it down or set a boundary. You don't need to be moving that fast. If people are telling you, like, hey, this is y'all moving a little too fast, they're not jealous. Sometimes, could they be jealous of you? Yeah, they could be jealous. But sometimes they're just trying to warn you, especially if they have no reason to be jealous. Ask yourself, like, do they have a reason to be jealous of me? If the answer to the question is no, then take heed in their advice. But you might be moving too fast. This is a fairy tale romance. Is this the villain? Because, you know, in most fairy tale romances, the princess or the prince meets the villain first. They don't meet the prince or the princess until later on, until they get through the villainous stage. And how long you in this villainous stage is up to you. Do I say they piled it on really, really quick? Willy quickly ran up the hill. I can't talk, y'all. But yeah, really, really, it moves really, really quickly. We pile it in really, really fast. That's why, like I said, you're doing stuff within 3 months that a lot of couples, normal functioning relationships, normal paced relationships, don't do this stuff for a year. You're doing it in 3 months, in 2 months. So where that normal couple is in 3 years, you're going to, of course, you're going to get there faster. It's like driving on the highway. It's like you're in a car on the highway. Like your relationship is in a car on this highway. And a normal functioning relationship is in the car right beside you. If you are going 80 miles per hour and that car beside you is that normal functioning car is going 40 miles per hour, you're going to hit mile markers and milestones way before the other car is. And when you're blowing past them, like, whoa, we're going way faster than them. Woo, hit the gas, baby, hit the gas. We're going 90 miles per hour now. That car is still going 40 miles per hour. Guess what happens? When you're going that fast, when you're piling that much stuff in, when you're burning that much gas, you're going to run out of gas a lot faster than the other car is. The other car is a Prius, by the way. You got a fast car. You got an SUV. You got a Cadillac Escalade or something. You go 90 miles per hour on the highway. They got a Prius that gets 60 miles to the gallon, and they're going 40 miles per hour. So they're going to outlast you. You're going to, even though you're getting to those mile markers a lot faster than they are, they're going to go past you and outlast you. And you're going to be exhausted because you had those same experiences that they had, but you got to them a lot faster and probably not in the most healthiest of ways. So slow it down. Tap the brakes. Don't race. It's not a race. It's not a race, y'all. It is not a race. It's a journey. You know what I said? Slow down. Don't let them pile so much stuff. If you're doing stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing, if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. Your intuition, y'all. Trust your intuition because your intuition is there to help you. Your heart is there to try to make you happy and make you feel good. Your intuition is there to save your life and protect your heart. You know what I said? Trust your intuition because it's there for a reason. It's there to protect you. It's not there to hurt you. Your intuition doesn't hurt you. Like your intuition is like when you walk to the edge of a cliff, your intuition, your conscience is saying like, hey, don't jump into this damn, over this damn cliff. Don't take another step. But your heart is like, but the love of my life is at the bottom of this cliff, and the fastest way I can get there is to jump off of it. Which one are you going to trust? You're not, and plus, when you jump off that cliff, you will not survive. It's an unsurvivable fall. You will not survive this fall. So think about that cliff analogy for you. I dropped some fire analogies in here too, off the top of my head, y'all. Off the top of my head, like, whew, I'm on the road this morning. It's the morning after Christmas too. Oof. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Tap the brakes. You're a driver in this car, too. Tap the brakes. Mental illness is out. Peace. And y'all know my podcast, folks. Y'all know y'all get a little few extra minutes, 11. I really appreciate every single one of y'all. Like I said, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn more from you. Hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music if you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify or whatnot. I appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.